Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Interior Gas Utility will review a proposed alternate natural gas source. Meeting yesterday, the IGU board agreed to study a proposal from Siemens Corporation. IGU board chair Pam Troop says Siemens' plan calls for building a liquefaction plant near the Matsu community of Houston to process Cook Inlet gas.
Siemens would do all the development and bear all the cost, and we would just buy gas.
Troop says Siemens provided additional details this week about the offer the company first made late last year after the IGU had already committed to buying an existing liquefaction plant near Port McKenzie as part of its state finance purchase of Pentex Alaska. She calls the Siemens proposal compelling.
It is way tempting, especially if the gas can come in for less.
Troop says if the board decides to move ahead on Siemens' offer, it would use the older Pentex facility as a backup gas source. She noted support from fellow board members Steve Hagenson and Frank Abeg, who agreed at yesterday's board meeting that the IGU should be looking for additional gas sources to ensure an uninterrupted supply.
That's what Steve's very concerned about, and Frank Abeg, who are both engineers, that we have security of supply.
Meanwhile, the IGU is moving ahead on a local gas storage facility, and at yesterday's meeting, the board heard a progress report on a $45 million LNG tank being constructed in South Fairbanks. Some state legislators are hoping to put an end to year-to-year uncertainty in education funding. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that House Bill 287 and Senate Bill 131 both address K-12 school funding, but in different ways. HB 287 would split next year's education funding from the rest of the state budget. It calls for drawing about $1.3 billion from state savings. SB 31 is a process bill that would require the legislature to pass a public education budget by April 1st every year. Kodiak Republican Senator Gary Stevens is sponsoring SB 131, while Homer Republican Representative Paul Seaton is sponsoring HB 287. The House may vote on HB 287 today. It's scheduled to go to the floor for a third reading. SB 131 has been referred to the Senate Finance Committee. Alaska's only tribal college is now offering bachelor's degrees. Ilisavik College began offering a Bachelor's of Business Administration this past fall in Ukiavik. It's part of the North Slope College's mission to provide local education to empower future community leaders. The Alaska Energy Desk's Ravenna Koenig reports.
Roxana N. Evikana is a brand new enrollee.
I just started literally last week.
Evikana grew up on the North Slope. She did take some college in Anchorage and Washington State, but now that she's back, she's excited that she can work towards her degree without leaving behind the things that are important to her here.
Me and my family try to live a subsistence lifestyle as best as I can. I believe that's what's best for my children growing up, you know, hunting and living the subsistence lifestyle. And being home, being able to go to college at the same time is the best.
Evikana is an accounting manager for Utqiagvik's Village Corporation. She says she joined the bachelor's program mostly because it was a personal goal of hers, but also because she thinks she may want to open her own business one day.
There's not much entertainment, I believe, so that I'm kind of leaning towards that. Bowling, movies, you know, something fun.
Her professor, David Rice, says that most of the students in the bachelor's program are like Evikana. They're not taking the course because they don't have jobs. They're taking it to open up more opportunities down the road.
Making sure that they're getting the training so they can move up to upper management. And that keeps the jobs here in the local population.
While the bachelor's in business administration is Ilisagvik's first, the college hopes to soon have another. They recently started offering courses in elementary education with an indigenous focus, and they hope to grow it to a bachelor's program in the coming years. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Utqiagvik.
And I'm Dan Bross.